I should tell the legend, right? So there's a legend about Estaka and Casimir the Great. And the legend tells that after the death of Estaka, Casimir the Great took her eyes and decorated them with diamonds. Since then, the phantom of Estaka is reported different places, and the reason why she turns into a phantom is apparently because parts of the bodies are separated in different places, and that's why she can't find eternal rest. So that is the legend. What's so interesting and about it is the state she is in, this place in between, somewhere between life and death, and the circumstances how she arrived there, which are like representing something really powerful in a political way, but also there's a love story behind that, so it becomes powerful in an emotional way. And it was so, I felt so tempted to work with this story because there was a lot of space left in between for interpretation or for creating some kind of storytelling. And then I was thinking, how could you actually tell this legend in an audio installation? And I was thinking there actually exists no song about her, so I thought maybe creating a song would be great, and also creating this song with people from Krakow. As Estaka, she's from Krakow. She's all the buildings we worked with had a relation with Casimir and Estaka. We recorded in the High Synagogue, so Estaka, she was very important for the Jewish community. Casimir founded the St. Katharina Church, as far as I understood, and that's where the sound installation is. So we are already dealing with special places, so I felt it's most important to do some kind of journey investigation into this legend. And I felt also I didn't decide a lot of things, and I just kind of let them happen or organize that it could happen. My work is specific for this site, and it's temporary, and it's nothing you can take home. It's about a little experience you can have during the day, actually spending time in the installation, discovering something about sound, about voices, about emotions, about songs, about legend, about the legend, and then you will leave at some point. I think all the stories they are like a little bit of a, there's always a reference to this situation. They could have been written at, I don't know, whenever. It's not a problem, but I guess the things going on in your head, like how to deal with this situation, how to put things in order, how to get yourself, create some kind of relief. All these little stories which are in the song, they do that, actually. There's the story about this moon-faced warrior killing himself, actually, because that's what he do, killing things, and if nothing else is left, he's probably gonna kill himself. Every story's got something to do with the situation we are now in. Also, they're like little stories.
Little stories inside the big stories?
Well, I guess so, yeah. Sometimes you have to watch the world like in little bits.
Oh, yeah.